The verse of the week is Deuteronomy 33:29. God is your protecting shield and your triumphant sword. Your enemies will cringe before you. Deuteronomy 33:29. God is your protecting shield and your triumphant sword. Your enemies will cringe before you. I want to la la fia. Hi guys, welcome back to another wonderful episode of Unraveling with Risa. I remain your host, Uche Charissa, and as usual, I'm excited, blessed, and honored to be here. I want to lower, I want to la la, I want to la la fia. The three L's, that's pretty much what we're going to be talking about today. Lowo, lola, lala, fia. For y'all who are not Nigerian or Yoruba, it means lowo, have money, lola, be wealthy, lala, fia, have peace of mind. And I think those three things are very important in life, right? And as we go through like the journey of life, it's very easy for us to like, you know, have some and not have, you know, some of them, or have one and not have the other two, or have just one, or not even have anyone at all, right? Because, I mean, life comes in stages and phases, and we really can't predict so many things that will happen eventually. But obviously, we're trying to be positive over here and trying to be I don't want to say hardworking, but do as much as we can to make sure that we have the three L's, right? So I came across something that made me think about this, and that's why I wanted to talk about it. So at some point in life, whether you like it or not, it becomes a thing that, you know, you want to have money. And that's because obviously becoming an adult, probably like having to pay your own bills, you're no longer live with your parents or guardian or whatever, or you know, just have things done for you, so you have to do everything yourself. So that requires you to spend a lot of money, that requires you to do a lot of things, that requires you to just have money, right? You can't just be broke, right? And a lot of times the reason that is because money makes the world go round. It is money that makes a lot of things happen in the world. Money, like, it does a lot of things, it changes a lot of things, it moves a lot of things. So it's like, in this life, you have to have money. You have to work to have money. And it's very essential that you do that, because if you don't have money, a lot of things will not go as planned and life will not just be as straight as possible. So it's very important to have money, right? Now, that brings me to the topic of how a lot of people have this misconception that, okay, because I have to have money, then I probably have to do like a lot of things that I like, you know, my conscience does not agree with, just because, okay, the end result is just to have money. Now, I'm not like judging anybody, and I really don't care what anyone does to make money apart from myself and my loved ones. But then again, I feel like we need to be empathetic in life, and I feel like if you're going to do something that's detrimental to another human being, you're going to do something that is going to actively and, you know, just hurt somebody else, I think you should have a rethink about it. Because at the end of the day, when you're making money that you know that, okay, well, maybe like, for example, armed robbers or people who like they're just fraudulent and stuff like that, I feel like it's very, very easy to be like, oh yeah, the money has come now, so like everything else goes to trash. But I believe that in this life there's a reason for everything, and there's also like, I feel like there's consequences for every action, you know. And I just feel like we need to be empathetic towards one another. Now that's that. Now talking about being wealthy, so probably like creating like generational wealth and stuff like that, a lot of people have this misconception that, you know, like life is going to give it to them easy, and so when life hits hard, they're very, very upset about it, and that's why they don't really know how to navigate, you know, when like life hits them really hard. And I'm saying that because I realized how much I realize how much, like, a lot of people are just working so hard but not working smart, you know? I know, like, oh, yeah, getting a job and stuff like that, but it's more like you need to actually sit down. And obviously, like, not everybody's going to be able to afford, like, an accountant or anything. But it's very important to, like, sit down and just, you know, analyze your finances and then see how much you're spending, things you need to cut off, things you need to start paying for, things you need to start buying impulsively, just so that you can save as much money. Because there was something I was talking about with someone that, you know, that's an accountant. And I said, oh, if I save X and X and X every day, by the end of the year, how much am I going to have? And when he told me how much, I was like, oh, wow, like, that was crazy for me. But it was like, you know, reality check of, because I would legit spend more than that in a day, more than 10 times or 20 times in a month, just because I'm buying certain things that I probably do not need, but I'm just saying, oh, I want it right now. Do you understand? So I'm coming from the place where I think we need to wake up more to reality that little $1, I mean, I'm America, so $1, $2, $3, $7, $15, that we think, oh, it's just $15. It adds up, right? And when you do, because there was this time that I looked at my bank statement, right? And I saw how much I spent in a month. Like, I was just like, nah, this is not making any sense. Like, this is not. So I had to sit down. And then obviously I went through the entire breakdown. Like, I'm like that. I went through every single thing and I was like, oh, no. So now what I do is, like, I'm not perfect. I'm not at the point where I want to be at. I still buy things impulsively sometimes. Like, I'm not even going to cap here. But then again, I'm very conscious of how much I'm spending, because it adds up. And I'm still going to go back and look at that statement at the end of the month. And I really don't want to be upset with myself, knowing that I could have saved so much more money. Do you understand? So I feel as though a lot of times people forget that, you know, it is easier said than done, obviously. Like, it's one thing to say, it's one thing to now start to do it, and it's one thing to, like, follow through with it. Like, do it, like, all the time. So me, I'm big on just be disciplined, and be disciplined to the point where you know that, you know, you're doing it for your own good. You know, creating generational wealth is not something that is easy, right? I mean, except you come up with this big-ass plan that nobody has ever come up with before, and, you know, it takes off and whatever, you're worldwide, global, and stuff like that. Great job, and congratulations if that's you. I just feel like a lot of times it is easier said than done to do certain things, and a lot of people don't have that realization. So, in as much as you say, I want to low, and we're going to talk about the last L soon, but, you know, generational wealth and being wealthy is not something that, you know, you can do in a second. I think it takes a lot of planning, a lot of discipline, and a lot of truthfulness. You need to be truthful, you need to be disciplined, and you need to plan, and you need to be strategic about everything, and you need to just, like, prioritize things. So there's certain things that you're not probably going to need, like I said, that you shouldn't be buying, and there's certain things that, you know, you should probably cut down on how much you buy them, because you don't need to buy as much as you know, there's just so many things, right? So, I mean, I am a girl in her early 20s, and I have come to the realization that I need to save a lot of money. Not because, oh, like, oh, there's any pressure on me or anything like that, but I want a certain type of lifestyle. I want to be able to do certain things with my life, and I also want to build generational wealth as time goes on. So I've started becoming disciplined, and sometimes I, like, obviously throw caution to the wind and just be like, yeah, whatever, let me, you know, let me, I deserve this, or let me just do this, let me just do that, and that's fair. But when you continue to do things like that every time, it starts to tell on your account balance. And to be honest, if you're trying to save up, like, you're trying to save up money, you're putting money somewhere for anything, like, it can be for a long-term goal, it can be, like, to buy a property, it can be for anything, right? And you keep spending like that, your savings will suffer as well. Like, you probably not be saving as much, and the time that you've, you know, that's why I talked about discipline. For example, if you said, well, I want to save 20k in 1 year, and, you know, I want to buy a property at the end of the year when I've saved up my 20k, credit's good and everything like that, if you keep spending, maybe at the end of the year you're probably going to have just 10k, just because you haven't been as disciplined as you should be. Sorry about the noise you can hear, I'm recording in the car. But I feel like a lot of times, like, that's just what it requires, a lot of discipline. And I remember, like, my brother giving me, like, a certain advice one time, talking about, like, I should keep my coins. And I mean coins, like, actual coins, like my quarters and stuff like that. And it was something that, like, I didn't really pay any mind to, but I used to be honest. Like, when I got change, when I went to grocery store or anything, I'll keep all my coins and everything. And there was a time when my, like, this part of my car where I used to keep my coins, it was really full, right? And so I started keeping it, like, in a bag. Not in the bag, in a purse. And then the purse was full as well. So one day I was just like, you know what, let me even count how much is here. And to be honest, like, when I counted everything, I was blown away. I had a good amount of money that probably could buy me, like, a good gift for myself. I had a good amount of money that probably could, like, if I was starving or if I didn't have money for food, I could eat for, like, probably, like, a week and be fine and be cool. And that's because I religiously was saving, you know. And it's, like, a lot of times we need to remember that little droplets of water make an ocean. So, and they don't just make an ocean. They make a mighty ocean. So, a lot of times it's just discipline and realizing that the little bits here and there adds up. Just like, oh, you're spending impulsively and it adds up. If you're saving small as well, it will add up. You'll be surprised. You know, in Nigeria, there's like this thing called Konkom, like piggy vest, all those things where you put in like the piggy bank, physical piggy bank, and then at the end of your timeline, you break it open and you'll be surprised how much you've put there. Because as you're putting it in, you can't get it out until you break it open and get everything. So that's like, please, guys, be more disciplined. In recent times, I've spoken to a lot of people who, or some people who have told me how, I just want to save, but I don't know how. I just want to buy this dress. I want to buy this shoe. When I see this makeup, I want to buy it. I literally just smile and just be like, oh, it's discipline. Me too, I'm suffering from it. Like, I have that problem as well. But I know it's discipline. It's not anything out of the world. It is just discipline. And being disciplined is, I mean, it's not the easiest, but it's not the hardest thing as well. It's something that's achievable. So yes, guys, Lowo, by the grace of God, Lola is going to take a lot of discipline. Let's do what we need to do. Let's place ourselves in strategic positions and do what we need to do. Now I want to talk about Lala Fia. Guys, I feel like peace of mind is something that we should never ever play with. Peace of mind is something that we should never ever jinx. Peace of mind is something that we should never ever be like we should never ever be rid of. We should not ever have that missing in our lives. Peace of mind is just essential for healthy growth. Like, if you don't have peace of mind, you're probably not sleeping well at night. If you don't have peace of mind, you're probably not comfortable. If you don't have peace of mind, you're probably not even happy. If you don't have peace of mind, you're faking your smiles and stuff like that. Peace of mind is really essential, really, really essential. And it is not something that I can't say, oh, there's a trick to having peace of mind, but there's certain things in our lives that we know that like are the things that are obstructing us from having peace of mind, but we keep doing them. So if that's you and you're listening to me right now, you need to stop so you can lala fia, so you can have peace of mind. You know, you need to have peace in your life to function properly as an individual. I honestly feel like a lot of times it's easier said than done, right? Because there was a point in my life where I literally was like just happy about circumstantial things, but I didn't have peace of mind. And then I got to the point where I was just like, oh wow, like I don't have peace of mind. But now in my life I have peace of mind. So a lot of times when things are happening, I can feel a certain way about circumstances, situational things, like things that happening right now to me, right? I can feel, oh, if it's sad or happy or excited, but at the end of the day I have peace of mind. So I'm not gonna be like, you know, my life is over, or you know, like have this look of depression or anything like that. And that's because I have peace of mind. And that's what the Bible promised. So the Bible didn't promise happiness or excitement, nothing like that. The Bible promised peace of mind. I'm a Christian, by the way. So it's like, a lot of times I always tell people that happiness is based on circumstances. Oh, I got a new car, I'm happy. Oh, I got a new job, I'm happy. Oh, I got a new house, I'm happy. But do you have peace of mind? when you put your head on that pillow, do you go to sleep comfortably? Are you happy with the life that you're living? Are you happy with how your life is playing out right in, before your eyes? Things like that. And a lot of times people are not honest about it. And honestly, like I said, it's a very deep thing. Nobody's out here trying to ask you, oh, why don't you have peace of mind? What do you think is making you not happy? Nah, I think it's a personal thing that everyone needs to deal with by themselves, within themselves, you know, in their own corner. You know, just talk to yourself and know. But if something is obstructing you from having peace of mind, get rid of it, because it's not worth it. Friendships, relationships, a job, and stuff like that, it's not worth it. It's really not worth it, to be honest. I'm very big on having peace of mind no matter what I do. I just say something real quick. I've had a specific job for 5 years. I'm thankful, I'm honored, blessed, thankful that I was able to start the job when I did. I was 18 when I started the job anyway, and I'm so thankful for that. But I was no longer happy doing the job, and I was telling like my family members, my friends, I was really, really vocal about how I was feeling, because it was getting to me. I didn't like going to work, not because, oh, I didn't care about what I was doing. I didn't just like being there anymore. I felt like I needed growth. I felt like I needed to move. I felt like I needed to get out of that space, right? And so obviously, like, what is the next thing to do? I started applying for other jobs, and I got another job after like applying to over like 90 jobs, if not 100. Like, it was a lot of jobs that I applied to. I remember like going through my emails and counting, and to be honest, it was over 80 or 85. I'm not even kidding. So, and I was not done counting yet. So I applied to a lot of jobs, and I mean, I finally got one. Woohoo! Thank God. And I started, and I can see the difference right now. I'm not feeling how I was feeling when I didn't like my job. I'm so comfortable. I am blessed. I feel better. I don't feel as choked, as stagnant, as unhappy. You know, I feel liberated. I feel like I found a new dawn, a new space. I'm in a new era. I feel different. I'm bursting with joy, bursting with happiness. Like, I'm just a different person, you know, and it tells like my countenance and stuff like that. I try to hide it a lot, you know, like before. But obviously, like, people close to me who knew that I didn't like my job, they knew what was going on with me. But obviously, like, I mean, there's nothing they could do, which sucks. But then again, it's like, right now, I'm at the point in my life where I'm extremely comfortable, and I'm thankful for what I have. Not saying, oh, I don't want any more growth. There's always room for improvement. I probably would want something else in another year or two by the grace of God. But I'm thankful that I left where I was. And that's what I'm trying to explain. Like, you know, like, peace of mind is something that's really important, right? And I wasn't happy because of the circumstance then, but I had peace of mind because, to be honest, I knew that God was going to do it. My friends always laugh when I say, Daddy J, do it for your girl. They say, I see you're talking to Jesus. I say, yes, because he's my Daddy J. He needs to do it for me, you know, because nobody else can. I mean, I'm going to do all I can, press all the buttons that I can, talk to the people that I can, and do my own part. By the end of the day, it's God that will do it for me. I mean, I'm a Christian, and I believe that. I mean, it's what you believe that works for you anyway. So that's my own belief and my truth. So at the end of the day, I just honestly had to just share that, because a lot of times people think like, oh, I need to be happy all the time. Oh, I need to be comfortable all the time and stuff like that. But no, I don't need to be happy all the time. I don't need to be extremely comfortable all the time. I only need to... I only need to have peace of mind, because happiness is circumstantial. And if you live your life based on circumstantial things, like, there's going to be a lot of problems. So yeah, but then again, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. We've come to the end of the episode. Again, the verse of the week is Deuteronomy chapter 33 verse 29. It tells us that God is our protecting shield and triumphant sword. Your enemies will cringe before you. Let that be your mantra for the week. Continue to profess it. Continue to believe in it. God will do it. It is well with you. And I hope you guys have an amazing week, an amazing day, month, you know, year, all of that good stuff. Wishing you guys all the best. I really do appreciate y'all. I am at the point where... I'm at the point where I'm really, really thankful for you guys, like I always am. I'm at the point where I'm grateful for the growth, because I've definitely seen growth, and I'm at the point where I'm continuing to do better, and I'll always do better to just see that this platform grows and it touches as many lives as possible. But again, don't forget that only you can love yourself as much as you do. Be there for yourself, be kind to yourself, and don't forget that you're the best of the best and the best that they always will be. And see you. We must love. We must lala. We must lala fia. Have a wonderful week, guys. Bye, guys.